Hey, this isn't Bob Benyart, but this is Bob Benyart Live. This is Will Duffy sitting in for Bob Benyart today, and you are listening to AM 670 KLTT, America's most powerful radio station. And today, you will hear from Bob Benyart. Please don't touch that dial. I would consider today's show a pro-life show. I'll go ahead and let you know ahead of time this will be a pro-life show, and I have a special treat for everyone in the audience. And I have such little time before that special treat. We don't even have time to take calls. I've got about 9 minutes and 22 seconds to update you on all the latest pro-life news before we get to a special event that you're going to get to listen in on. And first, what I want to talk about is the pro-life movement in this country. We are fighting to return legal protection to the unborn. But we have to remember one thing. And that one thing is, while we're fighting in the courts, while we're fighting on the streets, babies are dying. While we're getting signatures for the personhood amendment here in Colorado, babies are scheduled to be killed. Women are going to Planned Parenthood. They're going to abortion facilities and paying to have their unborn child ripped apart in the womb. We can't forget about those babies. We cannot forget about those babies. So I'm going to give a 20th and Vine update right now. 20th and Vine, for those of you that don't know, is the local Planned Parenthood in Denver, Colorado. They kill more babies than any other abortion facility in Colorado. And I'm going to give an update, not on the babies killed there, but the babies that have been saved. We have had 21 babies saved so far this year at 20th and Vine in Denver. And the way babies are saved is by sidewalk counselors who have not forgotten about those babies that are being killed right now as we speak. And that go down there, they talk to women. Women who are going into that Planned Parenthood are looking for help. And when they get to 20th and Vine, they find help by pro-lifers volunteering on the sidewalks. To get involved in that very important ministry, maybe the most important pro-life ministry going on right now, please go to ProLifeColorado.com. ProLifeColorado.com. Contact Ken and Joe Scott. Ask how you can get involved. Ask what you can do to help the women right now who need a helping hand, who just need some assistance in order to not kill their baby and rejoice with the salvation of these babies, their physical salvation that might one day lead to their spiritual salvation. Feel what it's like to help talk a woman out of an abortion and to help her make that right decision, something that we can all rejoice for the rest of that child's life. All right, up next, we have a movie marathon going on. We got a movie marathon going on, and it's called Expelled Movie Marathon. And if you've listened to this program, you know what I'm talking about. Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, is a powerful Ben Stein movie that's opening this weekend, this Friday. This movie argues against Darwinism. It connects evolution to great social evils like Nazism, the Holocaust, abortion, and even Planned Parenthood. Wow. I am excited about this movie, Expelled. It's coming out this weekend, and we're doing a movie marathon. American Right to Life, Colorado Right to Life, Bob Benyart Live, The Collaborators Project, we're doing a movie marathon, and we are going to watch every showing of Expelled on opening weekend. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 15 shows, 5 a day. And why are we doing this? Well, we are doing this to help the buzz that's going to be created by this movie. This movie is going to rock the world. This movie, what it does is unheard of from a major motion picture. And we are excited, and we want to make sure that Hollywood doesn't shut this movie up after the first weekend. We want people to get out. We need to get out. See this movie on opening weekend. Get this movie in the news. Keep Hollywood. Force it to stay in the theaters. Get more theaters. And you can help. Go out and see this movie this weekend. If you want to join our movie marathon and you want to see all 15 shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, please give us a call, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. It's not that expensive. It's about $109 to see all 15 shows. And remember, we're doing it for the cause here. We're doing it for the cause. The movie times Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are 11:30 a.m., 2 p.m., 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9:30 p.m. Those are the same times, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bob Enyart will be there for all 15 shows. I'll be there for all 15 shows. We've got a list growing of people who are going to be with us for all 15 shows. But we have an official Bob Enyart Live showing of Expelled. And that is going to be Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., this Friday the 18th, 7 p.m., at Colorado Cinema's Old Town 14. You're basically looking at 52nd and Wadsworth. Their phone number, 303-456-4778. Our number here, 303-463-7789. Call us if you can join us. That's the official Bob Enyart Live showing of Expelled, where audience members of Bob Enyart Live can get together, fellowship, and watch this incredible movie. If you're listening out of state, make sure you get to see this movie this weekend. It's opening nationwide, over 1,000 theaters, setting a record for theaters for a documentary, basically destroying Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. Next news, we've got the fourth annual Founders Dinner for Life Commercials. Life Commercials, and if you don't know about Life Commercials, you need to know. Lifecommercials.com, here's straight from their website. The Foundation for Life in Media produces and delivers powerful messages about the impact of abortion on the unborn, their parents, siblings, and our nation. Our productions get attention through their dramatic yet tasteful approach. Today, much of American culture undermines time-honored values and promotes the sacrifice of unborn children for the convenience of uninformed persons who fail to realize abortion's significant long-term destructive effects. Since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion on demand has taken over 50 million American lives, while scarring millions more, including mothers and fathers harmed by the nightmare of abortion, in part because they did not have the facts. Now, through mass media and the internet, we have the ability to reach millions of people with the truth about this critical issue. Lifecommercials.com, fourth annual Founders Dinner, Saturday, April 26th, two Saturdays from now, Doubletree Hotel, Denver North in Westminster. It'll be 2 hours, 6:15 to 8:15 p.m., Make sure you register now. This event will sell out. It does every year. I've personally attended the last two Founders Dinners. They're unbelievable, and this one is going to be the best so far. You're going to get Bob Enyart presenting Focus on the Strategy 3. This is the latest in the revolutionary series that is changing the face of pro-life movement in America. Also, Darren Streeblo. He's the nightclub-tested, pastor-approved comedian. Will be there. Tax-deductible tickets are $55 each, and you can even get a table of 10 for $550. How about that? Call 303-697-7825. 303-697-7825 for additional information to make reservations or just go online for everything you need. Lifecommercials.com. You got to check them out. Okay, I'm running out of time. What is this special treat today? This special treat is you're about to hear the testimony from Bob Enyart, the testimony from me, Will Duffy, of the Collaborators Project. We were at the state capitol last week testifying on a Senate bill, Senate Bill 192. And this Senate bill, you're not going to believe this. This Senate bill is going to make our abortion protests illegal in the state of Colorado. It's going to make our abortion protests illegal in Colorado. So we went to stand up for the unborn, stand up for the voiceless, and to let people know what we thought about this bill, and we want you to hear it. We want you to get in on what happened at this House committee hearing that we attended to kind of hear how people think. And so you're going to get to hear my testimony first. You're going to get to hear Bob's testimony second. You're going to hear some cross-examination of this House committee talking to us. But basically, the one thing you'll find is that this country has forgotten what right and wrong is. And so we were there to let them know how we felt on this, and we are dedicated to fight this Senate Bill 192 unless it's changed and unless it's modified. So without further ado, I want you right now to listen in to me and Bob Enyart talking about Senate Bill 192.
With that, Mr. Duffy, please introduce yourself and share who you're representing for the record.
Yeah, hi, my name is Will Duffy. I'd like to thank the representatives for hearing me today. I'm the founder of the Collaborators Project, and we are involved in residential picketing of abortion collaborators. One thing I think that's important is that the 1988 Frisbee versus Schultz decision was also based upon abortion protests, as is my group, but in reality, this Senate bill has nothing to do with abortion. It has to do with residential picketing. And My concern about this bill, as has been mentioned already, is that it reaches far beyond the scope of Frisbee. Frisbee never talked about the size of signs. It never talked about how many signs you could carry. While Frisbee did say you need to keep moving, it never said how far. I'd like to say that even though my group is involved in residential picketing, in principle, I am not opposed to this bill. I'm not opposed that we have to be able to keep moving. I'm actually not opposed to a restriction on the size of the signs as long as there's good reason. And what I see here in Senate Bill 192 is an arbitrary size of 2x3 for a sign. I don't see any reasoning for that. I don't see how a sign of 2x3 will protect neighbors in the residence and one that's 3x3 will not. The amount of signs... Representative up here said that it's hard for someone to carry two signs. Well, a very common sign is the sandwich sign where you wear one on the front and one on the back and hangs on your shoulders. That's not very difficult to carry. And then the amount, and then how far you have to move, I'm not sure why, you know, 300 feet makes it safer for the neighborhood and 250 is not. And I also don't understand how this will be protecting the neighborhood when it's really going to just spread the protest out to the neighborhood. I also agree with Representative Stevens. I don't see a reason for a state law. The city of Greenwood Village decided that this type of bill was appropriate for Greenwood Village. The city of Lakewood decided that it was not appropriate for the city of Lakewood. I'm not sure if this bill stops a barbecue from being planted in front of a house. I believe it's just the persons that have to keep moving. And so, again, I really, in principle, I'm okay with the bill. I just think it's gone beyond the scope of Frisbee and in turn, basically infringing on our First Amendment rights to free speech. I would be dedicated, my group would be dedicated to challenge this bill for the size limitation. And if it were to stay at 2x3, I don't think that's a very big size. And I'm not sure how expensive it is to take a case. We've, as a pro-life community, we've taken cases all the way to the Supreme Court and won. If the size limit were changed to maybe 4x6, which I think is a reasonable amount, I think if signs get too big, they have a danger of maybe falling and hurting someone in the neighborhood. I think if a sign is too big, they can cause problems with drivers being able to see around corners and where they have to go. But I think a size of 4x6 is a reasonable restriction that can be put upon residential targeted picketing, and if it were changed to a size of 4x6, we would not challenge this bill. And that's all I have.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions of this witness committee? Representative Roberts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I guess I'm a little confused because I hear you say that, you know, it's not this, the principles behind it, but it's the specifics. I think of a 4x6, you mean 4 feet by 6 feet.
Correct.
Fine. Mr. Duffy.
Yes.
Continue, Representative Roberts.
How many people can carry a 4-foot by 6-foot sign?
Mr. Duffy?
That would obviously be the limit. That would be the max. We have pretty big signs. They're not quite 4x6. It would include those signs. And when you're making a sign, you use very lightweight material, and it's fairly easy for an adult to carry a sign of that size. If we've got women or teenagers with us, they carry smaller signs. They carry what they're able.
Continue, Representative Roberts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I guess I'm willing to consider some reasonable options. I just don't think you're putting them out there. And I appreciate your point that by having a certain number of feet that you have to walk past a home, in theory, you're taking it out into the neighborhood. But I think I'm not hearing anything practical being suggested in terms of how to tweak this bill.
Mr. Duffy.
I think if we could come to an agreement on the size of the sign that was not too small or too big, and then, I mean, obviously Frisbee didn't deal with how far you had to walk. It just said you had to keep moving, and I think there could be a reasonable distance to travel that maybe didn't take our protest to a lot of neighbors. As Representative Levy stated, sometimes that's the nature of the beast of being a public figure, and I know I don't want to affect my neighbors if something is going to come upon me, and I see that that's what this bill does.
Representative M. Carroll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bill obviously affects a lot of folks that aren't public officials either. I guess I wanted to get your take on a countervailing constitutional issue here. We also, we can have in criminal statutes a vagueness problem that can run into due process concerns. So, you know, on one hand, the more specific the bill gets, it's like, okay, maybe it seems arbitrary, where's the cutoff? On the other hand, if we took out any description of size or distance, my concern would be that we would run into a due process problem, meaning as First Amendment rights for protesters, no one would really know if or when. They would be triggering what could be, in fact, a crime. So, you know, on one hand, you know, I don't ever know exactly for sure what the right amounts are, but if those were pulled out entirely, I think there could be a concern on vagueness that you wouldn't really know if or when you were triggering an offense if we went completely silent on size or distance. I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Mr. Duffy.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think I agree with you if I understand what you're saying. And we can't be completely vague because we don't know where people will go. And so I think there does need to be a set size and a set distance that has to be balanced between residential picketing and our First Amendment protected right to free speech.
Our final witness signed up in support of Senate Bill 192 is Bob Inyart. Welcome to the House Judiciary Committee. Please identify yourself and who you represent for the record.
Bob Inyart, board member, Colorado Right to Life.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Regarding some of the testimony, if some of the testimony we've heard was true of some of our members or of the Collaborators Project, there would have been quite a few arrests made over the last half a year. But there hasn't been one arrest. There was only one restraining order against an itinerant activist out of California. We were glad that there was a restraining order against him. There's also someone who's not a member of either of our groups out of Colorado Springs, Mike Gamble, who was responsible for the dolls and the letters. And so talking to the police in all these jurisdictions, they've told us that our effort to be peaceful and respectful have been extraordinary. And there is general agreement from everyone who has testified that there should not be unfettered residential protest. Even Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project, agreed, if I heard him correctly, if there will be a change to the size of the signs, which seems to be arbitrary to limit speech only, that's the only purpose of that part of the bill, then they would not challenge the bill, and Colorado Right to Life would not challenge the bill either. 20 years ago, when Frisbee became law, back then, I've been in the pro-life movement since the 80s, residential protests were relatively rare. Since then, there have probably been on the order of more than 5,000 residential protests. A decade ago, when Arapahoe County passed their ordinance, we were there, we were at the hearing. Since then, there have been over 100 residential protests in Arapahoe County. These ordinances don't do anything to stop residential picketing. In fact, they further entrench them in law. That's just the reality. And because of the social unrest that arose when Colorado in 1967 legalized killing a child in the womb, because of that social unrest, it is expressed, and it will be expressed by thousands of the hardcore activists and by millions of others in different ways. But we actually agree with Representative Roberts, it was Representative Stafford, who said, what kind of an organization thinks they're going to get some good press out of doing something this unreasonable? Well, it is utterly unreasonable, but it will continue until child killing is stopped in America. And if this committee suggests to change the size of the signs to 4x6, then we would not challenge it. We've challenged and defended our right all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to hold very graphic signs, to hold signs over highway overpasses, and we've gone to Denver court 115 times. We've won over 100 cases out of 115 in the last 14 years.
Thank you. Representative King.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So let me get this straight. Bloody dolls and threatening letters, but other than that, the group's behavior was exemplary.
Yeah, those actions were not taken by any member of the group, Representative King. I named the individual who did those actions, and if there's trespassing, there should be a charge. And the restraining order against the California activist, we don't oppose that at all. We think it was reasonable.
Representative King.
So by basically excommunicating him from the group, that then allows you to be able to say that the behavior of the group...
Well, we think it's exemplary. Channel 31 has, you could see it on their website, they report pro-life protests became violent today, and when you watch the video, it's a neighbor screaming at the pro-lifers. We've met with the police over these protests. We call the police before we get to the neighborhood. We ask them to be there. And we should be charged with disturbing the peace, threats, crimes, intimidation, if we in fact commit any of those crimes.
Representative Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, if I can restate what Representative McGeehan shared earlier in other forms of speech expression that I have participated in, and I represent a very rural part of Colorado, signage, sign size is a significant issue, and I have come to the compromise of a 3-foot by 4-foot sign, which is still easy to be seen in an area where I may have other people working with me that have an 8 or a 10-foot by a 6-foot type sign. And so, you know, and I understand we're arbitrarily pulling out numbers, and I sometimes don't like that part of the legislative process. But I would disagree with a 6-foot sign in any fashion. And the reason that I would, I look at my own height. I'm 5'2". You're going to add another 8 inches onto that. That's pretty, that can almost hide the width of a small car. It can cover up a child. I think there could be times when that would be an unsafe situation. So I will at least throw out to you, I think if you're looking for a compromise, a 3-foot by 4-foot certainly would be about as large as anyone should be able to use, and I find it still reasonable when I'm trying to get my message across in larger open spaces.
In other words, in other words, I'm almost 6 feet tall. Representative Stafford's 5'2". You cannot see her behind me when she stands behind me.
Mr. Chairman, there should be a law against that.
You have a response to that?
Yes. Representative Rice did testify. This bill is content neutral. But Representative Rice, in your testimony, you stated that these larger signs are visible at the residences, which are set off the street, and because of the nature of our pro-life anti-abortion photos, you stated this, we're recording it over the internet right now, you stated that there are children in the homes who you think shouldn't see these signs, but there are also adults in the homes. And so while this bill is content neutral, it's clear that when these cases come to the courts in Frisbee and Arapahoe County, and now it's because of the social unrest over abortion. And so this is an arbitrary limit on the size of the signs. And Representative Stafford, if there is a reasonable limit for safety and safety concerns in the neighborhood, that's reasonable. But the 2x3 is unreasonable, and we would make every effort to challenge that.
Representative Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm confused. Are you saying you're okay, because you're in the supportive section of the testimony?
Yes.
So you're supportive of the bill contents except for the size of the sign?
That's right.
Okay. And so the size of the sign that you would find okay is?
4x6 is the size of probably 10,000 pro-life signs out all over the country right now, a little smaller than 4x6.
Representative Roberts.
And the concerns that have been raised related to public safety and people not being able to see children or cars or whatever, that's you don't find that compelling?
If that was a true safety concern, that would be far more significant in commercial areas, at the Capitol, business districts, at the abortion clinic, where there's a lot of traffic and there's even a lot of pedestrians. So we would be changing the size of protest signs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, if that was the concern. But it's not. It's as Representative Rice testified. It's so that people in the houses can't see the message on the signs.
Representative Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you know, I don't want to speak for Representative Rice. I'm speaking for me. But when someone is backing out of a driveway in a minivan with many other things going on, I guess to me a 4x6 sounds pretty big in terms of obstructing visibility or coming around a curve in a cul-de-sac area or something like that. So I don't, I don't know what other folks are saying, and I'm speaking content neutral. I don't care if it's over the pro-life issue, it might be a sex offender, it might be any number of things that people would be out there picketing for. I guess I have real public safety concerns about something as large as 4x6. In a commercial area, it seems to me people are on guard because there's greater activity, vehicle traffic, and I would presume a certain level of guardedness about that kind of traffic. But in a residential area, dogs, balls, whatever, I mean, I think it is truly a 4x6 sounds pretty darn big.
Representative Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to bring it back real quick to the compromise that I think is reasonable is a 3x4 because I think that that is still well read. But I think I'm hearing you're saying that there is mass expense, and the reason that it seems significant to you to stick to a 4x6 is because you don't want to have to go to the expense of recreating a different size. Is that my understanding?
No, that's just an incidental fact I threw out. These signs are used at protests all over the country, and if there was a safety, health risk to them, that should have nothing to do with residential protests. These signs are safe, we know, because they've been used literally in tens of thousands of protests. And if a protester is blocking the view of traffic, hindering ingress, egress from a driveway, absolutely. That should be a citable crime. A charge should be given by a police officer. But no, the signs are safe at 6 feet. Representative Stafford, if you're 5'2", you'd carry a smaller sign. We got guys who are 6'6". And so, no, there is no reason to artificially limit the size of these signs other than to accomplish what Representative Rice said so that people in the houses can't see the message on the signs.
Are there any further questions for this witness? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
And don't you stand on fences. Now whatever you do, with all of your might, do right. Do right.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not... I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.